Darling, we're like fire. My name is Jetty Ray, and I'm a singer-songwriter based out of Charlevoix, Michigan. Jason and I waited like 5 years to have kids, and I think it was partially because I knew it was going to be a big change and a sacrifice, and I didn't realize like how worth it it would be. Well, it was 2012 that we found out we were pregnant, and we were really excited. Everything was fine. I had a really easy pregnancy until like 5.5 months. It started out as a normal checkup, and then our doctor went to find the heartbeat, and she couldn't find it. That was just like an out-of-body surreal experience where you're just kind of like, wait, what? Like, how can this happen? What does it mean? I woke up to a gray, gray sky and I wish I could turn gray to blue. I had to hear like 3 times, sorry, there's no heartbeat. And then I think it kind of like sunk in a little bit. We got to hold her, which was amazing. And then, you know, we had to make the decision of, okay, you know, take her away now. And that was really unnatural to say, you know, take your child away for the last time. You were like a raindrop that fell from a cloud when you hit the pavement. You were so loud, you were so loud, you were so loud. We had Ella picked out and we could not figure out a middle name. After she died, we picked Ray, and it just seemed to fit. She's completely changed us. Like, we're different people now because of her. We'll be different parents because of her. Different songwriter, different artist. One more time, you wake up, wake up, wake up, and everything will be okay. We all, like, hear stories or read something sad, and we have the option of either just like, oh, I'm not gonna think about it, I'm just gonna go right on. But because of Ella, I think I take a second look, I take a second listen, and I try to cry or grieve or pray for somebody who's going through something like that.
What are you doing? Chewing on that bell? That's yucky. That's yucky. Bah.
Bell. I don't know, I feel like when you go through something hard and you're vocal about it and you're brave enough to share your story, it makes other people brave enough to share their stories.
Where's Mama's nose? Where's Mama's nose? Where's my nose?
Yeah. Fallen, the song I wrote, that was the first song I was able to write after Ella died. And I wrote it for my husband because I was just like really in awe of how he was taking care of me and being strong for me when he was going through so much pain himself. It really did make me fall deeper in love with him. But there again, she gave us that gift of being able to draw closer than we'd ever been before and lean on each other in ways that we never had. There's always going to be a little bit of sadness, but it makes the joy richer, you know, because I don't think you can really know true joy unless you've felt true sorrow. All over again. It's not really that important if I release an album every year or if I hit a certain amount of dates. I think certain ambitions were kind of priority before kids, and after, they just put everything in perspective where it's like, wow, you know what? When I die, my songs, sure, they're a legacy to a degree, but my children are my legacy. All of the other things don't really matter that much. Unspoken.